Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up, and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by SoundMind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news, there's a club for you. The Losers Club. And guess what? You don't have to die at the hands of a shape-shifting clown to join. No, all you have to do is tune in every Friday as us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. Each week, we'll either spend hours reading between the pages of one of his books or chew on his latest tweets and Hollywood headlines. What's more, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Mick Garris, Jerry O'Connell, Mary Lambert, Will Wheaton, and the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, take a second before we get started here to hit a subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now, whether that might be Apple Podcasts and iTunes, Acast, Podchaser, or Spotify and YouTube. Wherever you're listening from, I assure you there is a subscribe button. We release interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and would love to keep you up to date. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Julia Cumming of the band Sunflower Bean. They've just released a brand new EP called King of the Dudes, and it is ferocious. Four punk and big rock glam songs in under 15 minutes. with some pretty important themes that are going on as well. I'll be talking with Julie about all of that, the stories behind some of the songs, but also her work with a foundation she set up called Anger Can Be Power, what it was like hanging out with Madonna and getting endorsements from Iggy Pop and Elton John. They've also been including Danny from the Lemon Twigs in their live shows, so we'll get the dirt on that as well. This one's a lot of fun. It's Kyle Meredith with Sunflower Bean.
Hello.
So King of the Dudes, I'm going to say, is really awesome. And as much as I loved your first couple records, I feel kind of weird saying that an EP might be my favorite thing you all have ever done.
Thank you. That's great news. That is, you know, I don't mind that at all because, you know, as long as it's moving upward, that's what we want.
Well, let's start there. Let's start with the easy stuff. I mean, these four songs, are these, you know, were they part of the 22 and Blue sessions, or are these newly written afterward?
No, these were newly written. So all the previous recording we've ever done has been in Greenpoint in Brooklyn in New York, and kind of with a similar team that we really love and trust. But we were driving around the U.S. in June on tour. We played like 130 shows this year and 167 since 22 and Blue got announced. And we just had this feeling where we were like, I think there's just a lot more that we want to do and more that we can say. And rather than kind of just making something to sort of end 22 and Blue, we wanted to make something that had a little more fire in it and also was able to kind of capture what we're feeling right now, because you also see, you know, artists like Drake or Ariana Grande, all these people utilize technology and drop songs that can reach people immediately about what they're going through. And rock sometimes still gets kind of caught up in following the status quo. And we just felt like sort of like, screw that. And why can't we make something now, put it out, have it reach people? Because that's ultimately what it's about, is getting the songs to the people.
And what about, I mean, all four songs, you know, you guys do play varied versions of rock, but this is definitely like glam and punk, straight ahead, you know, what is it? It's less than 15 minutes, right?
It's 12 minutes. It's so short.
I mean, was that on purpose? You're like, you know, this is just a buzzsaw EP right here.
So, yeah, so the EP is 12 minutes. We didn't know that it was going to be 12 minutes until the end. And there was a couple other songs that were kind of like lurking around that we were trying to figure out how to finish, because it's also, you know, it was a question of time. I've called making this EP kind of like writing with a sword, you know, mm-hmm. Like you have to follow your gut and then you just follow that direction, because, you know, there wasn't endless time to kind of futz around. And because of that, we got a song like The Big One, which is like, we worked on it for the first hour. We got to the studio and then we put it away. And then we finished it the last hour that we did it, because it was just like, and everything, all the lyrics and everything in my head was just written. It was just waiting to sort of come out. And then you have that song and then you have 12 minutes, you know, and it's just, it was what we could do that expressed what we were trying to do the best.
Yeah, I mean, and you say a lot in 12 minutes within this. Yeah, I've heard you talk about how, you know, thematically, how this changed from how you had written on your previous two records, because those seemed to be very grand statements that you were making on those about, you know, sort of big topics. But as this one, I mean, it gets a bit more personal and political, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think like a song like Fear City is more personal in a way than almost any other song we've ever put out, because it's trying to, you know, access my own life and my own experience growing up in New York. And, you know, on when you're a kid, you know, and you're making art, which we've kind of been doing, you're just trying to find your place and make a statement. And now it doesn't feel like we have to find our place anymore. It just feels like we can just be ourselves, because you're not, you know, you're not afraid of anything and you know why you're doing it. I think if you know why you're doing it and you know the intention, then you just are, you can actually be comfortable. And there's a different kind of comfortability that we, I think, have been able to access on the EP that now just makes me feel like the options are really really open.
I guess I was reading you talking about the title track with King of the Dudes, and it's interesting how I heard it versus, of course, how you meant it, because as I understand now, you are the king of the dudes. Like, the song is about you, which it's interesting because when
how did you hear it?
It's interesting because when I heard it the first time without knowing any of the context, that line right there in sort of the stuff we're seeing in the news and everything right now, especially with toxic masculinity, I thought, oh, this is a comment on toxic masculinity, and it works really well like that.
Yeah, but that's what I think is funny about it, because it's not just necessarily like a finger pointing or irony. It's kind of about like almost, you know, that when you're an assertive woman, men get afraid and they have to come up with some sort of title to deal with you. And then when you have that title, it's kind of like about inhabiting for a moment that headspace for better and for worse, you know, like even the lyric, like, I don't need to think, I reach out and take it, isn't necessarily a quality that I always have or that I think is even a good quality to have. It's something I feel like Trump has. But where does that fit into my identity? And that's what I feel like the song is really about. It's about it's about living in all these spaces and what being a woman is actually like, which is mostly always just being a person that has many sides.
I think that stretches into what I wanted to. So last year, or no, the year before last, I guess, you started something called Anger Can Be Power, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of an experimental activism group that I started in New York City about trying to use what I know from playing music and being in music spaces and applying essentially my one's creativity and my creativity to the space of activism. So that takes a lot of different shapes, but mostly what we do is try to curate and create events around the news and what's really pertinent to what people are feeling and give them a space to meet and connect and hear interesting speakers in interesting places and try to take activism out of the classroom or out of places that people might feel are inaccessible to them because they're kind of maybe a little scary and they're not used to it, and try to make it something that you can integrate into your life easier. And if it's easier to integrate into your life because it's more stimulating, then I think there's a better chance that you can do it in the long term. Because that's what it's really about, is figuring out how to be an activist for your life and taking away that stigma, and not just, you know, a couple times a year.
And with all of the, with all the issues that you can focus on with something like that, do you think that you all will be centering in on, you know, the actual presidency and the campaign and everything that's going to be coming up soon? I imagine you're keeping your eye on a lot of the folks who's running right now.
Yeah, we're always keeping an eye on who's running, and it's like I said, with Anger Can Be Power, you have to trust your gut in order to even think about what's on people's minds and how to serve people and how to be a better community tool is ultimately the goal. I think the band has been very supportive, and you know, we always all have our, you know, all of our feelings about this work have influenced our music and how we approach ourselves, but it's a fine line in figuring out how you present that as an artist. But at the same time, it's sort of easy because you just do it.
I want to hit on the big single here too, because again, when I call the EP a monster, it starts with Come For Me. I mean, that's one of the most ferocious songs I think you all have ever done. And it was, again, something once I started reading about, you're talking about it, it's different than what I see it, because as you're talking about empowerment, you're saying this is sort of a song about sex in that way, right?
I think so. I mean, when we started writing it, it didn't have that intention, and then as we started to fill it out, I realized sort of the double meanings that you can see in it, which, you know, is the most fun. You know, that's the best. If it's too one note, you know, I think it doesn't, it might not have legs to stand on, you know? So it's kind of about that weird line where strength and, you know, sexuality and all these things kind of come together in a woman, in any person. And I just thought that I also wanted to make something that felt something that you could really dance to and feel fun about, even though it's kind of a little weird and a little dark. You know, I think there's indie rock doesn't have enough, doesn't let itself talk about those things sometimes. Yeah. It's all about being really, there's many, many places to talk about your sadness, but where do you talk about your sexuality in indie rock? Right. I don't know. Right. So that's kind of what we were, what I was trying to do a little bit. And when I was singing it, I felt nervous and I felt sick a little bit in my stomach because I was like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? Like, am I really going to put this song out? Like, is this really going to happen? And then I thought, you know, that exact feeling is the kind of feeling that I want for my whole life if I'm making music, because I think that art needs a lot more of that sick feeling these days. You know, I don't think people take enough risks anywhere, and then you get things that are very homogenized and very boring.
Is it a coincidence that you have a song about celebrating things like that, and there is a melody that hints a little bit at Express Yourself, the Madonna song?
You know, we've gotten that a lot since it's come out, and I wasn't using that as a reference, but I will definitely take the comparison because it's an awesome song.
Yeah, I mean, even thematically, that sort of works together in the best way possible.
Yeah, totally.
And do I have this wrong? I mean, you've hung out with Madonna. You've met Madonna, right?
I did.
I got to ask that question. How's Madonna? What's she like?
Completely, completely amazing. Just a real strong artist and visionary, and you can tell that even just being around her for a minute. She knows everything that's going on and she knows how to do it, and it's definitely something to aspire to be as an artist, is to really know your vision and be able to execute it.
And while I'm talking about other people, I saw that you got quite the endorsement from Iggy Pop recently as well.
Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. He plays us on his radio show sometimes, and every time that happens, it's just like my brain just like melts. Like it doesn't add up. The same thing happened with Elton John, just has been playing us a little bit, and that one is just like, Elton John? Like, what the, my God. Just that's really awesome. Awesome feeling.
I mean, when you're inspiring your heroes to a point, and I don't want to project, I don't know if these are actually your heroes, but I think they're all of our heroes, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is a way that I aspire to be if I'm older and still making music. It's sometimes it gets so hard to let new things in, and I understand that. Even as someone making work now, sometimes I'm just like, I know what I like, and it's when you start to like something, it's like, oh, it's almost like opening yourself up to being vulnerable and to be like someone like them and still be listening to new music and be supporting it and putting it on the radio and helping out artists that are starting out is a really special thing to do. So I'm really appreciative of that.
It's got to be a big moment, definitely. So for the rest of the year, I mean, if it's your usual MO, you all will probably be playing another 1,000 shows. I did see that that you had Danny from the Lemon Twigs helping you out for a run in the UK. Is that type of thing going to continue as well?
Yes. Yeah, so Danny is touring with us this year as much as possible. He's doing his own music, and well, you know, we love having him there because he adds so much. But you know, with everyone's schedules and stuff, you do what you can. But that's been a really cool addition to have someone there to help really do the record justice, because
right.
That's the hard thing as a three piece, especially with Human Ceremony and 22 in Blue, because they're really filled out and have a lot of experimentation on them.
I mean, that just does so much for a song. We're such big fans of his as well, so that was really cool to see how you all teamed up for that. I'm interested to hear how that sounds live too.
he is an absolute angel.
Awesome. Juliet, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. Congratulations on the King of the Dudes EP. And you know, good luck out there on the road, that Interpol tour. That's pretty awesome as well.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening and giving the song so much thought. I really appreciate every single person who does that. It's really special. So thank you.
Yeah, anytime, every time. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye. And a big O thanks to Julia Cumming of Sunflower Bean. Again, their new EP, King of the Dudes, it's out now. And hey, if you haven't already, please do hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now. Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and iTunes. Hit the subscribe button, then head over to WFPK.org. That's a radio station where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series over there. You can head to consequenceofsound.net for all of your music and film news. Find me at Twitter, at Kyle Meredith. Facebook, /Kyle Meredith. Does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.